This morning, America's First News starts right after this.
When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
Harvey hammers Houston. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka. It is Monday, August 28th. Glad you're with us. Here's what we have for you this hour.
Catastrophic flooding, as predicted, has hit southeast Texas following Hurricane Harvey, which is now a tropical storm. We'll take you to the region for the latest.
After thousands of rescues, should Greater Houston have been evacuated? Hear how officials made the decision to not require people to leave.
Divers have recovered the remains of all 10 sailors missing after the USS John S. McCain collided with an oil tanker last week near Singapore.
And what the Amazon takeover of Whole Foods means for shoppers beginning today in many areas.
We're going to see a lot more perks for Prime members. We're going to see lower prices for customers. We're going to see the Whole Foods brand, so the 365 everyday value brand through the grocery delivery services that Amazon offers. And what I think is really interesting too is that they're going to start putting Amazon lockers in Whole Foods buildings.
Janelle Nanos set the Boston Globe on Amazon lockers and other changes you'll see at Whole Foods. She's here in about 20 minutes. Well, the rain continues in southeast Texas today, adding to the catastrophic flooding that's already paralyzed Houston. Tropical Storm Harvey, which made landfall Friday as a hurricane, has paralyzed America's fourth most populated city. Harvey is the most powerful hurricane to hit Texas in more than 50 years and has killed at least two people. It's expected to hang around for several more days. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says it's not over yet.
Parts of those regions will continue to receive incredibly heavy rain that will lead to even more flooding and more danger for Texans.
Total precipitation could reach 50 inches in some coastal areas of Texas by the end of the week. That's roughly the amount the area gets in an entire year. Schools, airports, office buildings in Houston ordered shut for today as roads were turned into rivers. Water in some neighborhoods was chest high.
Thigh deep water current was strong, and they helped us up to the military truck that evacuated us over here to the library. So we're just happy to be okay.
Rain more than 150 miles away is swelling rivers upstream and causing a surge heading toward the area. President Trump, by the way, will visit the region tomorrow. Just to show how big the storm is, even San Antonio is feeling some of the effects of Tropical Storm Harvey, and that's 200 miles roughly west of Houston. Joining us now is Jim Forsyth, news director at WOAI Radio, our big affiliate in San Antonio. He's with us live this morning. Good morning, Jim. What's happening this morning in your fine city?
Good morning. The situation here in San Antonio is one of opening its doors to help the rest of the state. A slight jog to the north in the path of Tropical Storm, then Hurricane Harvey, just before it came on shore early Saturday, essentially moved the storm about 40 miles to the east, and that's what has caused all the misery in the Houston area, and that has essentially spared the San Antonio area. The city is expecting to receive as many as 10,000 more evacuees as people try to get out of Houston, and also many areas along the coast, Gordon, are still not only reeling from Harvey's appearance early Saturday, but they're about to get a rerun because this weird storm has now circled around on itself and is heading back toward the coast again. And there is once again a tropical advisory out for the area around Corpus Christi all the way up the coast to High Island, which is south of Beaumont. So the Texas coast and the Houston area are far from being out of the woods yet. Our fire chief here in San Antonio, who was one of the fire officials who helped coordinate rescue efforts during Hurricane Katrina back in 2005, says the Houston situation as far as a rescue operation is going to be far worse than Katrina. And that's a sobering thought. And the reason he says that is because in Katrina, the flooding was due to the broken levees. In Houston, the flooding is due to the fact that the rain is continuing and is going to continue for another 3 to 4 days. That means you're not going to be able to get helicopters up to rescue people off of rooftops. You're going to have to do it by boat, which is a far more dangerous and far more time-consuming process.
Sure.
The rain is going to continue in the Houston area probably through Thursday.
It's unbelievable. So you're taking in evacuees in San Antonio. Where are you putting people?
Today's the first day of school, so schools aren't being used. They're using a lot of community centers. They're housing a lot of evacuees in churches. The mayor of San Antonio yesterday said that he expects as many as 10,000 more evacuees to come to San Antonio. And we're also receiving a lot of medical evacuees. Obviously, hospitals in the Houston area are being evacuated by airline flight, and a lot of those patients are coming here as well. And all those people, obviously, in addition to being given a place to stay to ride out the storm, they also need a lot of medical care. They also have special needs in a lot of places. So volunteers are lining up here in San Antonio to become Red Cross volunteers. People are literally streaming into donation centers to drop off food, to drop off pet food. The local animal control is setting up an effort to protect the pets of the evacuees. A lot of people won't evacuate if they can't take their pets along.
Yeah.
So they have several hundred pets who are now being housed in a rodeo arena on the east side of San Antonio, being taken care of by the animal care office. It is a major, major situation here in San Antonio, just dealing with this human flood that is coming here, not just from the Houston area, but also from all along the Texas coast.
Jeez. We're speaking live this morning with Jim Forsythe. He's the news director at WOAI Radio in San Antonio, our big affiliate there. How are folks arriving? You mentioned some are coming in by plane, say if they're medical related. I mean, you're 200 miles away. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, mainly by bus. The local city bus company has dispatched buses to the Houston area. There are evacuees coming in by, as you mentioned, by private car. Patients are being flown in by Life Flight helicopter. They're evacuating a major hospital in Houston, which is in the middle of the flood zone, and obviously those patients need care and they need to be taken care of. So the local public hospital system, the University Health System, is opening its doors and its hospitals to these individuals. It's going to be a major effort, but San Antonio is used to this. After Katrina, San Antonio housed about 20,000 evacuees from New Orleans. The local Red Cross has ramped up over the last several days. Local officials are finding places to put these people, and as I mentioned, it's really heartening to see the number of volunteers that are standing up, not only to donate, but also to volunteer their time here in San Antonio to make sure these shelters operate. The Red Cross is almost an entirely volunteer organization. These are people who are only needed for the next week or so. But the local Red Cross here tells me that because of the sheer length of this system, the fact that this rain is going to continue until Thursday, and there's talk about some areas of Houston not being inhabitable for months, we're talking about an incredible long-term logistical operation to make sure that these individuals are welcomed and fed and cared for, and their medical needs are taken care of during this horrible, horrible disaster that's unfolding in Southeast Texas.
How about the current weather you're getting? Are you getting rain where your streams are starting to fill now and that water's heading toward Houston?
No, as a matter of fact, the rain has stopped here. They've dropped all the watches and warnings for the San Antonio area. We had some sunshine last night, and we're expecting, we only have a 50% chance of rain here today. The roads are dry, and now the city is opening its welcoming arms like it does. It's a major tourism center during good times and a major convention center. So the city knows hospitality, and because the fact that the storm did miss us, and we got our fingers crossed that as it does the loop-de-loop down southeast of here, that it's going to continue to miss us, that means that San Antonio is open for business, very much so, as a place where people who are in dire need can come and find a welcome here in San Antonio.
Very good. Hey, Jim, thanks for a few minutes. Nice talking to you. Jim Forsythe, news director, WOAI Radio in San Antonio. 15 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. If you travel for business, stop wasting time pricing your flights and hotels at the same old sites. Visit Upside.com. It's quick and easy for Upside to show you the exact flights you're looking for and the big-name hotels you want. You can buy them separately or bundle them. See, the more you bundle, the more you save, the bigger the gift card you receive to places like Amazon.com. Every time you buy a business travel package using Upside, you'll get the VIP treatment while still paying low prices and being rewarded with gift cards every time you book a package. Oh, you'll keep your airline miles too. Upside's the real deal for buying your business trips. You got to give them a try. And right now, when you use the promo code DEAL, you're guaranteed to get at least a $100 Amazon.com gift card on your package purchase. That's code DEAL to get a $100 gift card free. Upside.com, the better way to buy business travel. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details. Upside.com and the code DEAL. Thanks for being with us. Welcome into Monday. Politics has creeped into the discussion over Hurricane Harvey. Specifically, should Houston have been evacuated? There's a split between Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner over whether people should have been told to leave. Mr. Turner, a Democrat, and other local officials urged residents to stay in their homes as the storm approached Houston on Friday.
In the city of Houston, there are 2.3 million people. When you combine that with Harris County, you're talking about 6.5 million people. Where are they going?
But at a Friday news conference, Governor Abbott, a Republican, said residents in the region should strongly consider evacuating. By Sunday, yesterday, more than 3,000 water rescues had been performed. Looming over the decision not to evacuate was Houston's experience with Hurricane Rita. More than 100 people died while evacuating as 2.5 million fled that storm back in 2005. Mayor Turner said it would have been foolish to evacuate the 6.5 million people without knowing the course of the storm. It's 20 minutes now after the hour on This Morning. Jennifer Koshenka is here with more of America's First News.
Gordon, Tropical Storm Harvey is set to dump more rain on Houston today. Worsening flooding that has paralyzed the country's fourth biggest city forced thousands to flee and swollen rivers to levels not seen in centuries. David Zielinski of the National Hurricane Center says Harvey will remain for several more days, drenching parts of the area with a year's worth of rain in the span of a week.
Additional rainfall accumulations of 15 to 20 or even 25 inches is still possible through the rest of this week.
Schools, airports, and office buildings in Houston, home to about 2.3 million people, were ordered shut today as scores of roads turned into rivers and chest-high water-filled neighborhoods in the low-lying city. This woman who arrived at a Houston shelter describes wading through the floodwaters to be rescued.
Thigh-deep water current was strong, and they helped us up to the military truck that evacuated us over here to the library. So we're just happy to be okay.
President Trump will travel to Texas tomorrow. He spent the weekend with Vice President Mike Pence and cabinet officials at Camp David, where he was briefed on the ongoing storm. Divers have recovered the remains of all 10 sailors who went missing after the USS John S. McCain and an oil tanker collided near Singapore last week. Navy and Marine Corps divers had been searching in flooded compartments of the destroyer for days after the damaged ship docked in Singapore. The cause of the August 21st collision is under investigation. Toby Hooper, the horror movie pioneer behind the low-budget sensation The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, has died at the age of 74. The Los Angeles County Coroner's Office says Hooper died Saturday of natural causes. Hooper also directed 1982's Poltergeist and was behind the 1979 miniseries Salem's Lot. And Hollywood effectively took the weekend off, resulting in one of the most dismal box office results in 16 years. An already slow August came to a screeching halt at the multiplex, where no major new releases were unveiled. That left the Samuel Jackson Ryan Reynolds action comedy The Hitman's Bodyguard to top all films for the second week with an estimated $10.1 million in ticket sales.
$10 million gets you the victory?
Yeah, that's low.
Wow.
Really low.
Wow. Thank you, Jen. 22 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a business update, and it's brought to you by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. If you want to take your business to the top, take it to a top 10 state for business. Contact MichiganBusiness.org today. Amazon.com isn't technically completing its nearly $14 billion acquisition of Whole Foods until today, but the internet giant is already promising lower prices for us and more perks for Prime members. For example, Amazon promised to begin discounting many of Whole Foods' best-selling staples such as organic avocados, almond butter, organic baby kale, and Whole Trade bananas. It's a story from Janelle Nanos, retail reporter at the Boston Globe. Janelle, what do we have?
I think when everybody heard the news that Amazon was going to acquire Whole Foods, there was rampant questions as to what that would mean for customers. And frankly, I don't really think, no one really knew what to expect, frankly. I mean, there was talk of drone deliveries from Whole Foods, rooftops, and, you know, other kinds of crazy ideas. We're going to see a lot more perks for Prime members. We're going to see lower prices for customers. We're going to see the Whole Foods brand, so the 365 Everyday Value brand, now for sale online and through the grocery delivery services that Amazon offers. And what I think is really interesting, too, is that they're going to start putting Amazon lockers in Whole Foods buildings so that you can go into Whole Foods and pick up your package and probably pick up your almond butter at the same time.
Wow. Is this would we consider this revolutionary or not necessarily?
I mean, it's revolutionary in the sense that I think for a long time Whole Foods has been a brand that's been associated with quality and with high prices. And I think that, you know, Amazon is trying to continue that high quality, or at least they say they're committed to doing that, while lowering the price point. And that's pretty significant. I think for a lot of shoppers who really love what Whole Foods represents, the big, the thing that has always kind of caught them at the checkout has been, you know, the bill at the end and saying, gosh, you know, the whole paycheck thing that kind of has always been a joke about Whole Foods. You know, Amazon might actually, you know, change that a little bit. So that's interesting, and it will be really interesting to watch what other grocery stores do, what other food, you know, suppliers do. I mean, this could have a real impact on packaged goods, which are already in a really interesting place right now. So anybody in the food space right now really has to watch this deal and figure out what Amazon is thinking next.
So what are shoppers likely to see if they pop into a Whole Foods store? Will there be physical changes or merchandise changes? Any way to tell?
Yeah, so you're going to see the prices for some, you know, the everyday staples that people really love will be lower, according to Amazon. So you can look for things like avocados, almond butter, organic baby kale, whole trade bananas. They're going to have some meat and fish discounted. I think, you know, organic butter. I mean, honestly, the list of things that they put out there that are going to be discounted is mostly like almost my grocery list. So I think they Amazon being what they are, I'm sure they looked at the most popular items that sell at Whole Foods and said, let's just discount these right off the bat, and we'll give customers, you know, that little edge in their pocketbook, and, you know, they'll feel that impact right away. I think over time, you're going to start to see more, they're going to integrate the Prime membership into the Whole Foods, the Whole Foods experience.
Thanks, Janelle. Janelle Nanos, retail reporter at the Boston Globe. 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. BarkBox is a great way to try a variety of treats and toys for your dog from local and small businesses that you may not otherwise be able to find. Each monthly box is themed like Country Fair or Brooklyn Hipster and packed with new and unique toys that continue to keep dogs engaged, interested, and happy. Every month, BarkBox Paw Picks the best all-natural treats and innovative toys to match a dog's unique needs, including allergies and heavy chewer preferences. If your dog does not like something in the box, they'll even send you something they'll love for free. Because BarkBox is all about dog happiness. Free shipping on any BarkBox within the continental U.S. My dogs Lola and Daisy are going to love it when the treats and toys show up at the door. It'll keep them happy, and it's convenient for me. For a free extra month of BarkBox, visit BarkBox.com/Gordon when you subscribe to a 6- or 12-month plan. That's BarkBox.com/Gordon to get a free month when you subscribe to a 6- or 12-month plan. Make your dog happy. BarkBox.com/Gordon.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.
I realize there's a lot of focus on Houston right now. It's important not to forget the challenges that people in the counties outside and around Houston are suffering because of the immense rainfall.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott talking about the situation in Southeast Texas with regards to now. Tropical Storm Harvey. Gordon Deal, Jennifer Koshenka, Monday, August 28. Welcome aboard. Some of our top stories and headlines: more rain in the forecast for already flooded southeast Texas. President Trump will visit the region tomorrow. All 10 bodies of missing sailors have been found after their ship collided with a tanker off Singapore. Over the weekend, Mayweather retired after the McGregor TKO. Trump pardoned Sheriff Arpaio. Another North Korea missile test. Uber's new CEO is Expedia CEO Dara Khosrowshahi. And the Cajun Navy heads to Houston to help with water rescues. Who they are in about 20 minutes. Well, as you know, the Houston area is suffering from all this rain and flooding brought by Hurricane Harvey, which arrived on Friday, then was downgraded to a tropical storm. But more rain in the forecast, up to 50 inches could be in parts of that region by the end of the week. More now from Cliff Saunders, reporter at News Radio 740 KTRH in Houston, our big affiliate there. Cliff, give us the latest.
Residents are very concerned because not only are they gotten all the rain from Harvey, but now you're talking about releasing more water, and water could come into their homes, and we could see more flooding because of it. So that right now is the big story. That's what we're watching. We're also watching some river levels rising from the Brazos River, and that caused a lot of problems last year after some floods on Memorial Day.
Yeah.
You had about a week's worth of period where that river just, you know, kept the levels kept going up and up and up. People were stuck in their homes. They were forced out of their homes. So now we've got that situation going again. My editor here at the radio station, his wife was evacuated last night along with her mom. So that was not obviously a good situation. So right now, here in downtown Houston, as I talked to you from the Galleria District, we're not seeing any rain, but that's just pretty much a kind of break in the action, so to speak.
What about current risks here come Monday?
We're expecting more rain, and we're expecting, you know, to deal with some more flooding issues. That's pretty much is going to be it for the next couple of days. And then you're talking about Harvey. This is the thing that should scare the living daylights out of everybody. This thing is trying to get back into the Gulf of Mexico and then come back and hit somewhere between the Texas and Louisiana border. Now, if it does that, we're still going to be hit by a lot of rain. So that's why you're seeing these forecasts for 50 total inches of rain. It's wild. It is just absolutely wild. Some of the stuff I saw yesterday on television, just, and Gordon, I'm sure you saw it too, heartbreaking. And, you know, I don't want to minimize what Katrina was. Okay, but this was worse than Katrina to me.
Really? Wow. I'm struck by this. I know there are unbelievable photos with regards to the water and how high it is. One photo that really struck me, I saw this morning, this woman floating on an air mattress.
Yeah.
With her poodle, just waiting for rescue. She's in some street in Houston floating on an air mattress.
Yeah, I will say this. One of the things I noticed was all the people who had flat-bottom boats coming from all parts of the area to come and try to help people and rescue people. And, you know, we have our political differences. We have our racial differences. We have a lot of differences. But this is the kind of stuff that puts us at our best, not just Texans, but everybody. And it's just too bad. I'm sorry to editorialize here, but it's just too bad that it takes an event like this, that it takes a disaster like this, to treat each other the way we should every single day.
We're speaking with Cliff Saunders, reporter at News Radio 740 KTRH in Houston, our big affiliate there, talking about the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey, now a tropical storm. So what about the politics of it? Because when you and I talked on Friday, there were no evacuations in Houston, and I know that's been kicked around now the past 24 hours or so about whether or not that was a smart decision.
Yeah, a lot of people wondering why we didn't evacuate. Well, we have 6 million people here, and we had a little storm named Rita back in 2005 that they issued a mandatory evacuation order. People died trying to get out of Houston, okay? So Mayor Sylvester Turner and Harris County Judge Ed Emmett made the decision together not to evacuate. And, you know, in retrospect, I'm going to say I agree with it because, you know, you had, when are we going to make that call? On Thursday?
Right.
You're going to try to get 6 million people out of the city of Houston on Thursday when the storm was so big, could you get far away from it in time? And I don't know that you could have.
Nice, Cliff. That's Cliff Saunders, reporter at News Radio 740 KTRH in Houston. 20 minutes now in front of the hour. On This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us. Reminder, by the way, we can connect on social media. You can friend us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. We use the handle at This Morning Show. You can follow me there as well, at Gordon Deal. Beyond the headlines now, this morning's Mike Gavin is here with a look at some of the other stories he'll be talking about this morning.
Good morning. Well, there are lots of stories emerging from the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey, both tragic and heroic. One story that went viral just as Harvey arrived showed that it's not only humans that are affected by devastating storms. A resourceful dog's emergency preparedness is being praised after it was photographed carrying a bag of dog food down the street amid Harvey's landfall. A woman named T.L. Dawkins posted the photo to Facebook on Saturday, showing the wet and muddy canine trotting down a road in Sinton outside of Corpus Christi while holding a bag of food in its mouth. After gaining some attention, Dawkins updated the post saying that the dog's name is Otis and that he's not a stray, just a resident on the street that had gotten loose. Otis has since been reunited with his owner. The pic has since been shared nearly 33,000 times.
Otis.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a great dog name.
I mean, just perfect. Perfect looking, like golden lab probably, yeah. You know, named Otis, carrying a bag of dog food down the street. Doesn't get more perfect for a viral photo than that.
Yeah. Listen, I'm going to step outside the house while you guys are sandbagging and all that.
Yeah.
I'll just stay out of the way. Let me just grab my bag of food here.
Yeah, I'm just going to go up on this higher ground over here.
Right.
I'm just going to go sit up on this hill with my bag of dog food.
I'm going to hang with the other dogs. So I'll be back in a little while. Text me if you need me.
And as you know, Gordon, there was much hype before the fight between Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor on Saturday night. A great deal of it created by the brash personas of the fighters themselves. But as flamboyant as the main event fighters can be, it was one of the fighters on the undercard that stole the show and the social media buzz earlier in the evening. Before the final undercard match of the night, 22-year-old fighter Gervonta Davis made his grand entrance to the ring looking a lot like Cookie Monster or Grover from Sesame Street or a blue troll or a Smurf, pretty much anything that's cartoonish in blue. People across the internet could not take their eyes off of Davis's furry hood. Things got even more ridiculous after Davis entered the ring and people realized he was also wearing furry shorts. All that fuzz aside, Davis did put on a good show and he won the match with a knockout punch. Here's hoping his boxing career brings him as much fame as his pants and hoodie did.
If you're wearing that, you better win.
Yeah, for sure.
You can't show up to a fight wearing a furry hood and furry shorts and lose.
Yeah.
Or your career is done.
Yeah, and then that was, I guess it was a theme throughout the night because then Mayweather came out and that the kind of hood with a mask that covered up his face and again, everybody was putting on a little show.
I was
on Saturday night.
My son who went to a friend's house to watch the fight was texting me updates.
Yeah.
You know, late after I got home Saturday night from the Giants game.
Yep.
So he had predicted that McGregor would win in three rounds. It would be a three-round knockout.
Wow.
So I suggested to him, that is why the drinking age is 21. You should not be drinking at your age of 16.
Yeah.
Because I'm kidding. He wasn't drinking.
Yes.
That was my point to him.
That was brash. That was a brash prediction. But, you know, McGregor held his own, though.
He certainly did.
Give him that.
He certainly did. And I think he was trying to go out on a limb.
Yes.
Since everybody else was saying
bold
Mayweather.
Bold prediction time. Yeah. Hot take. Sports hot take.
But how about that? How about just the guts?
Oh yeah,
of McGregor.
Oh
to
yeah,
go outside your sport to go against somebody like Mayweather, no less.
Yeah,
that's impressive courage
and hold his own.
Right. Thank you, Mike. 13 minutes now in front of the hour.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
When a state ranks among the top 10 in the country for major new and expanded facilities, that's pure growth. When it's tops for three straight years, that's pure Michigan. Long known as a world leader in the automotive industry, Michigan is also a leader in defense, cybersecurity, mobility, agribusiness, and aerospace. In fact, CNBC rates Michigan among the top 10 states in the country for business. To learn more, visit michiganbusiness.org. It's 8 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning. Jennifer Koschenka is back with more of America's First News.
Gordon, as the nation's fourth largest city braces for more rain and rescues today, officials started releasing even more water from reservoirs overwhelmed by Harvey. Even though the move aimed at protecting downtown Houston could make already devastating flooding worse around thousands of homes. Coast Guard Commanding Officer Jim Spittler says people who need help should mark their roofs so they're easier to find.
Go to high land, high ground, report to 911 and the emergency call-ins. Give us your address, please. Mark the top of your roof with the zip code, and we will send a crew to come and get you.
Hundreds of evacuees are gathered at Houston's Convention Center. This woman says the experience has been too harrowing to put into words.
I really can't. I'm traumatized, for one. We almost died. I've been in deplorable conditions.
Harvey, which made landfall late Friday as a Category 4 hurricane, is set to dump more rain on the area for several more days. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the U.S. maintains its commitment to freedom and equal treatment of people around the world. After receiving international criticism for the White House's various responses to a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville earlier this month.
I don't believe anyone doubts the American people's values or the commitment of the American government or the government's agencies to advancing those values and defending those values.
Asked by Fox News about the values of President Trump, Tillerson said the president speaks for himself. A mass protest opposing a right-wing rally that had been planned in Berkeley, California, turned violent yesterday as activists clashed with a handful of conservative demonstrators. The protests, which drew thousands of people chanting anti-fascist slogans and denouncing white supremacists, was the second major action in the Bay Area by left-wing groups this weekend. 13 people were arrested. Taylor Swift's new single is already breaking records. Spotify says the singer set a new global first-day streaming record with more than 8 million streams for her new single, Look What You Made Me Do. Swift also topped a YouTube record with the much-anticipated song. It's the first single from her sixth album, set to be released November 10th.
Apparently, some critics don't like it.
It's pretty dark.
Yes, but it's Taylor Swift, and nobody cares because people are buying it.
They'll buy it, but it is kind of a dark song.
It is kind of dark. Thank you, Jen. It is 6 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us. An informal network of Good Samaritans with small watercraft is once again mobilizing, this time in Houston. Formed 12 years ago after Hurricane Katrina devastated New Orleans, the so-called Cajun Navy, made up mostly of people from southern Louisiana, is already helping rescue stranded Texans. 39-year-old Joey Haynes of Lafayette, Louisiana, told USA Today that he planned to head to Houston, his boat in tow, at first light today. A ragtag group from the beginning, members of the Cajun Navy, arrive in hunting boats, shallow draft duck hunting boats with mud motors, airboats, and kayaks. In spite of a state lawmaker's effort last year to require training and permit fees, no one has taken an actual census of the group. There are hundreds of estimated members. Jordy Bloodsworth told The Advocate, quote, I can't look at somebody knowing that I have a perfect boat in my driveway and just sit at home. Lately, by the way, the group has communicated with the smartphone app Zello, a kind of digital citizens band CB radio. For Jennifer Koschenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News. Small business never stops moving, so Dell's U.S.-based small business technology advisors are trained to keep up. Just call 877-BUY-DELL to get connected with an advisor who will get to know your business and tailor a solution with Dell PCs powered by Intel Core processors that is right for you, so you can focus on your business and leave the tech questions to Dell. Call 877-BUY-DELL to get in touch with a tech advisor today.